Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.801 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, a couple lines are open if you want to jump on. What is the appropriate punishment for Mad Maxine? What do you think needs to be done in the wake of her irresponsible, inflammatory, incendiary comments, calling for essentially more rioting, more violence, more looting, especially if the jury comes back and does not deliver a verdict, a guilty verdict, murder in the first or second degree? She says anything less and they will burn Minneapolis to the ground. Now, I have a column out called Impeach Mad Maxine or Impeach Mad Max. You can read it. Please pass it along to as many people and friends as possible. Go to WRKO.com/Cooner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. Click on Cooner's columns. There it is. Impeach Mad Max. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, is not pushing for impeachment. Instead, what he has done is he is now going to make a move either today or tomorrow to introduce a resolution to formally censure Mad Maxine. And Pelosi cannot stop McCarthy from censuring or trying to censure Maxine Waters from getting a vote because it's what's called a privileged resolution. So there will be a vote on censure. Now, it appears that all of the Republicans are going to vote for it. It's a closely divided House of Representatives, 218 to 212. So if all 212 Republicans vote, then basically all they need are three or four Democrats to join them, and Maxine Waters will then be formally censured in the House of Representatives. Now, you may say, Jeff, so what if she's censured? It's basically a slap on the wrist. It is to some degree. However, it would invoke a provision. I don't want to get into the weeds, but it would invoke a provision whereby she could be stripped of her committee position, especially her powerful position as the chair of the Financial Services Committee. So she would lose her powerful committee assignment, her chairmanship or chairwomanship of the Financial Services Committee. That would be a humiliating defeat for her and for the Democratic Party. It would also put most of the Democrats on record as essentially supporting incitement to violence and rioting. It would really politically put them on their heels and have them defend the indefensible. Now, Pelosi has said she will not have Waters apologize, that Waters has absolutely nothing to apologize for, according to Pelosi and the entire Democrat leadership. So I want to ask you, is censure the right move? To me, I don't want to say too little, too late. It's not too late. But it's too little. It's basically toothless. I mean, I know she may lose her powerful position as the chair of the Financial Services Committee. Okay, it's a blow, no question about it. But to me, this does not, you know, the punishment should fit the crime. This punishment is essentially a slap on the wrist. It does not fit the gravity of the crime. She is trying to create a civil war. She incited violence. She's inciting rioting. She has now badly, permanently damaged this trial. She has permanently intimidated and tainted the jury. And no matter what the verdict is, it's now going to be seen as a joke for most of the country. What she has done was illegal many times over. She committed multiple crimes. She should be impeached. She should be expelled or removed from office. And she should be arrested. That's my position. What do you say? To censure or not to censure? Is it good enough for you? 617-266-6868. Tom in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome. Hello, Tom. All right, let's see if we can reconnect with Tom. Let's go to Rick in Weymouth. Thanks for holding, Rick, and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Jeff. She should be censured. She should be impeached and expelled, but let's be real. That's not going to happen. But by censuring her, we'll show the liberal Democrats. First of all, the liberal Democrats will be immensely pressured to vote no. And it'll be on the record like you're right. And it was wonderful to see on Hannity last night, President Trump. Oh, it was beautiful, beautiful. And my one suggestion I have is we should play President Trump's comments to incite people, how they accused him of that, and then take all the comments on the left and just at the end of the ad on radio or TV say, who's right and who's wrong? That's simple. Because if you play President Trump's all his what they accuse him of, and then play the liberal side right after that, it's just obvious that we're going in the wrong direction. And the person that called about the faith, having faith, that is the key, definitely.
Oh, I agree. No, there's no question about it. Rick, thank you very much for that call. You look at the hypocrisy here, you could choke on it from the Democrats. So here you have the president, remember, January 6th, at the White House lawn, or just essentially in front of the White House, saying, go and peacefully protest. Go and patriotically and peacefully protest. And from that, they impeached him. They impeached him for so-called incitement. Here you have a woman who comes into a city where there's already been a week of rioting. A week. I don't think there's a business left standing in Brooklyn Center. I'm not kidding. Clashes with the police, violence on the streets, projectiles, cement blocks being thrown at police officers, cars smashed, police officers being sent to jail, neighborhoods literally being burned. You could see the fire in the background as she's talking. The homes being set on fire, buildings and offices being set on fire. And she says, basically, keep going, keep going, keep going, and make it worse, even worse, if we don't get the verdict that we want. And Pelosi's like, nothing to see here. Impeach, impeach for what? Censure, censure for what? I mean, the hypocrisy here is stunning. It's stunning. If they impeach Trump, according to her own standards, Maxine Waters needs to be impeached and removed from office as well. Now, I don't even know if they're going to get three Democrats. Are they going to be able to get three Democrats to cross the aisle and support the Republican motion for censure? I don't know. Because they need those three Democrats. Without three Democrats, censure fails. Which means then the entire Democratic Party is on record for backing Black Lives Matter, rioting, and violence. So we'll see. 617-266-6868. Tom, we got him back. Tom in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are
Hi,
you
Tom.
This morning?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Hey, good, good. Listen, I told your screener, I mean, I think this Black Lives Matter, in general, I think the race, it's like the sacred cow in India. They can do nothing wrong. That cow can come in, relieve itself. Everybody turns their head and they just let it walk along. And what's unfortunate, Jeff, this whole thing which is going on in Minneapolis, if I hearken back to Freddie Gray and the mayor of Baltimore and the, I think it was the prosecutor, all said, we need to give them their space. They need time to heal, I think was her words. And look what happened in Baltimore. It's just going to continue because nobody will put their foot down.
Well, and the sad thing is, I mean, we're ever since last year when they've had this push to defund the police and abolish the police and have the police basically be kicked out of so many areas and cities and neighborhoods, the homicide rate, the murder rate has exploded. And thousands of young African-American men have died in black-on-black crime. So they've actually really hurt the black community. No police, no peace. More with your calls next. On the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us to 70470, 70470. Please just write WRKO in front of your text message because we share this text line with other stations. Or as always, you can email me. This is from Ann. Jeff, the United States is under the thumb of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We have allowed them to enforce mob rule since their emergence. Our country of law and order has been usurped by these armed, lethal terrorists funded by George Soros and other anti-Americans. Impeach Maxine. She also says, P.S., I think it'll be a manslaughter verdict. Interesting. Now, just so that you know, it's second-degree manslaughter, third-degree murder, second-degree murder. Those are the three choices in front of the jury. If Chauvin is convicted of second-degree manslaughter, it's going to be up to 10 years in prison. If it's third-degree murder, up to 25 years in prison. If it's second-degree murder, up to 40 years in prison. So he's facing up to either 10, 25, or 40 years in prison. Now, what Maxine Waters has said and what Black Lives Matter has said is anything less than second degree murder, third degree murder, or manslaughter. In other words, he gets up to 25 years in jail. Not good enough. Minneapolis will burn. 10 years, it'll doubly burn. So they're asking and they're demanding a minimum of up to 40 years in jail. Now, I believe they're going to riot even if they get that. Because they're going to say, why not life? Why wasn't there a first degree murder charge? So George Floyd's life was not worth 40 years. You can't get justice in the United States of America. Burn this B down. They're going to riot, I believe, no matter what. 617-266-6868. Okay, very quickly, because I want to go back to the phone lines. CNN, the Communist News Network, the one that's now been exposed by James O'Keefe with all of their sting operations and this undercover video, they admit they are propaganda. Sheer propaganda. And a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Listen now to Don Black Hole Lemon. I'm sorry. He likes to francicize his name. Don Lemon. So Don Lemon now says, what are you talking about? Maxine Waters? She's always been about peace. Roll cut six, Christian.
There's no nuance anymore. Maxine Waters is a sharp-tongued, rabble-rousing lawmaker who came out of the civil rights movement. and is a black woman who had to fight tooth and nail for everything that she has gotten. So while I, as a black person, can understand her rage and her anger, I understand that. And I understand that she makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Now, look at me, everyone. Do you really think Maxine Waters is calling for violence? Maxine Waters is not calling for violence. Everyone knows that.
No, she is calling for violence. Her words couldn't have been clearer. Now, whether she was part of the civil rights movement or not is irrelevant, honestly. So now, there's no nuance now. Hey, how come when Trump delivered his speech on January 6th, you guys at CNN weren't into nuance? Huh? Going peacefully and patriotically march. Let your, you know, peacefully let your voices be heard. Suddenly, no, you didn't catch that nuance there, huh? No. Then you guys weren't into nuance. Now, all of a sudden, when she says, be more confrontational, be more aggressive, show them we mean business, keep doing what we're doing, keep occupying the streets, don't get off the streets. Then all of a sudden, well, what she really means is she wants peaceful protesters to stay on the streets, but she's really in her own way condemning all the rioting and the looting without condemning the rioting and the looting. You have to go into her mind and you have to see all the nuances. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, even by CNN standards, you guys are becoming an absolute joke. Now, again, deny reality. It's propaganda. Listen to Don Lemon. Roll, cut, 6C, Christian.
Was it strategic for Maxine Waters to say what she said in this moment? No, she needs to be more responsible with her words. And considering how long she has been in the Congress and in the public eye, she should know better. But do people, was Maxine Waters really calling for people to loot and riot? I think
yes.
Most people with half a brain knows that's not what she was doing.
No, people with half a brain are denying that's what she was doing. Like you, Don Lemon. And giving you half a brain is, I think, giving you too much of a brain. I would say you're more of a quarter of a brain. But let that go. Let that go. That's exactly what she was doing, was calling for violence. How stupid do you think we are? Now, why did the judge, I mean, just to show you what a hack organization CNN is, why did the judge in the case, who, by the way, worked with Amy Klobuchar, he's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal Democrat. Okay? So the judge in the case. So we're talking liberal Democrat judge who toes the line of the Minnesota Democratic Party. He's the one that told the defense attorney, she's now opened the door for you on appeal for the entire case to be overturned because of her reckless words and actions. So the judge is condemning what she did. He should have declared a mistrial, but let that go. But no, not with Don Black Hole Lemon. No, with Don. Did you find the black hole yet, Don, by the way? I'm just curious. No, this is half a brain. You can say. She never wanted to call anybody to go out in the streets and riot and incite violence. What are you talking about? This is good old lovable anti-Maxine. 617, by the way, in 1992, during the infamous L.A. riots, when that poor truck driver, Reginald Denny, you know, was smashed in the back of the head with a brick, who do you think condoned, supported, and encouraged all of that? You guessed it, Mad Maxine. She's been into violent riots and political violence going back decades. That's what she does. 617-266-6868. So I want to ask you, Kevin McCarthy is going to introduce a resolution for censure. It's what's called a privileged resolution, so Pelosi cannot block it or prevent it from going to the floor for a vote. There will be a vote. Is censure an appropriate punishment for what Mad Maxine did, or do you think she deserves a hell of a lot more? 617-266-6868 is the number. You know where I stand. Impeach her and then throw the book at her. Lock her up. 8:32 on the great WRKO. To censure or not to censure? That is the question. Kevin McCarthy, now the House Minority Leader, introduces a resolution. There will be a vote either today or tomorrow to censure Mad Maxine. It now looks like there are 212 votes. All Republicans will vote to censure Congresswoman Maxine Waters for her incendiary, inflammatory comments. However, will any Democrat defect? Even one, they need three. And is censure the appropriate punishment? 617-266-6868. Gina in Maryland. Thanks for holding, Gina, and welcome. We lost Gina. All right, let's see if we can reestablish a connection. Rob in Hingham. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Burn, baby, burn, Jeff. Just think. We'll see if they burn all of these cities down, these sanctuary cities. Then they have no place to go. No place to go. The thing they should do with the lady there, Kerosene Maxine, is give her a new wig. She needs a new wig, buddy. She needs a new wig. So anyways.
Rob, I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think all of this burning, rioting, looting, criminality, battling with the police, attacking the police, do you think it's driving more and more Americans against the Democratic Party and against Black Lives Matter?
Well, let's just cut time. Let's start using their language, okay? First of all, they're communists cloaked as racist, and it's not about race. It's always about ideology when you get down to it. If they burn these cities down, like Dave Bing, who used to be the mayor of Detroit, said, we need to bulldoze this place, they get federal money to pay for all this stuff. I could care less. Let's first of all, burn it all down and then boycott it. They need money. You starve them. Boston's a racist city. Look what's going on. You should ask Steve Lynch about his position on this thing. He's another phony. And Wall Street, he took $6 million on the way out. He created the plantation with the brain drain. And again, Jeff, I don't really care. Let them kill each other because they're all Democrats killing each other.
Rob, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. You know, New York is on edge as well. It's not just Minneapolis. Denver, Chicago, New York, Portland, well, it's a riot tonight. Seattle, even Boston now. Apparently a lot of concerns that there could be serious damage here in Boston. Major rioting, major looting. Are you concerned that if Black Lives Matter blows up and erupts, that Boston itself will also see a lot of rioting and a lot of violence? 617-266-6868. Frank in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Frank, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
Very good. I just want to make a quick point. I don't think anything's really going to happen with Maxine. She should be impeached. She should be arrested. BLM is basically just a criminal organization. They're going in. They know what they're doing is wrong. They're stealing from stores. I think we don't have any really justice system anymore. No, most people don't really even trust the justice or police are going to do anything about anybody. I think the power comes down to owners of the businesses now. They're the only ones that really have the power to do anything to turn this around. If they want to go into these cities and start burning and looting and damaging all this stuff, these businesses have got to make a statement and say, well, we're out of here. We'll go to another city. We'll go to another state. And we'll do to you what happened to Detroit during, all the automotive manufacturers when they left. Just let it burn and let it go to nothing. And they'll have nothing left, you know. So the only ones who really can do anything now, in my opinion, is the business owners. They have the power. I know it takes a lot of guts to do something and make that kind of statement and make changes, but they're the ones that are going to have to do something about it. They're the only ones that can really do it now. Justice system's not going to do anything.
Frank, look, you're 1,000% correct, and you're seeing in Minneapolis businesses are fleeing. Brooklyn Center, they're not coming back. Many of them said they're never going to come back. They got destroyed last year. Now they got destroyed again. You know what's interesting, Frank? I got family in Arizona. Both my sister and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law live there. They're saying they're seeing so many Minnesota license plates now. People are relocating from Minnesota to Arizona. They're fleeing. They've had enough. So, and many of them are business owners. So what you're going to see happen is in Minneapolis, like Detroit, like other cities, they're just going to start emptying out. So, you know, it's almost, they're like a plague of locusts. If you see Black Lives Matter in your community or they're marching in your neighborhood, run. Just run. Because all they do is destroy.
As long as they're going to states and places, municipalities that will protect them, like the state of Florida, like DeSantis would protect them, you know, keeping out BLM and things like that. As long as they're going there and businesses can thrive, then I think they should do it.
Amen. I'm with you. Thank you very much for that call, Frank. DeSantis is now, he's pushed an incredible anti-rioting law, whereby number one, there's many things to it. By the way, watch for him in 2024. He is, every day, he's impressing me. So this new law, it's an anti-rioting law. If you are not legally liable, if you run into a crowd of protesters who happen to be blocking the street or a highway, you cannot be sued. The onus is on the protesters because they're breaking the law. You cannot disrupt a business. The police will be fully empowered to clean you out if you try to disrupt a business or access to business because you want to protest. In other words, DeSantis has now passed a law that makes it a lot tougher to do what Black Lives Matter is doing in other cities and other states.
Pay attention.
And I,
we've got new law.
And listen,
and
now,
we're gonna use it,
here's the Florida sheriff.
We're going to protect the people. No longer will people walk up and surround you as a citizen of Florida or a visitor of Florida, surround you while you're eating dinner at an outdoor cafe in a big mob without there being immediate consequences and arrest. It's not acceptable.
That's Florida Sheriff Grady Judd talking about this new anti-rioting legislation. So you know what they do this in many cities now? These Black Lives Matter thugs, they descend on people eating whatever, lunch or dinner, and they start yelling, screaming, shouting, spitting at them, taking their food, telling them they all have to say Black Lives Matter. They have to basically kneel to Black Lives Matter and show they support Black Lives Matter, or else they're not going to stop bothering you. You do that in Florida, you're going to jail, baby. You're going to jail. It's one of many provisions in the law. In other words, Black Lives Matter, you're not welcome in Florida. You're not wanted in Florida. Now, very quickly, I thought this was hilarious. I got to play this. This is because now a lot of people are fleeing the blue states because of the crime and the taxes and everything and the illegal immigration and the sanctuary cities. So they're fleeing to Florida. Florida is getting an explosion of people. Listen now to Florida Sheriff Grady Judd saying, look, we love you. We welcome you. But roll cut 32A, Christian.
We're a special place. And there are millions and millions of people who like to come here. And quite frankly, we like to have them here. So
you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
We only want to share one thing as you move in hundreds a day. Welcome to Florida. But don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north. You'll get what they got.
Yeah. Finally, somebody said it. Yeah. Look, we're all Americans. You want to come down to Florida? God bless you. You know, we want your tourist dollars. You want your business money, your business investment. Come on down. Live with us. We're going to welcome you with open arms. But listen, don't vote the stupid way that you guys did up north. You come, you leave these states, and you end up voting the exact same way you voted up there. And you end up, what do you get? You get more taxes, more crime, less law and order, and we're sick of it. So don't ruin our state the way you ruined yours. That's all we're asking. Is it too much? I don't think so. 617-266-6868. More with your calls next. .848 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Lines are loaded. Russell in Lakeville. Thanks for holding, Russell, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Russell?
Good, Jeff. I was a federal agent for 33 years and retired in 2010, and I have never seen anything like this in our country. And I was a big supporter and a campaigner, and even went to the recounts for President Trump. My feeling is with this, I fear for my brothers in law enforcement, and I wish they would just get out of the way and let the people burn the place down. As long as there's no people in buildings, let them burn it. Let Biden get the credit for lighting the country on fire.
Well, you know, you make a good point, Russell. Wasn't Biden supposed to end all this? Didn't he say this was all Trump's fault? And once you got rid of Trump, BLM would go away and the rioting and the looting and the burning. It doesn't seem to have worked.
Right. Trump was a racist. You got to remember that. He lit this whole thing on fire, according to them. But now, why isn't Biden a racist? I don't understand.
I got to ask you, Russell. Apparently now Albuquerque, New Mexico, I saw this story yesterday, morale is so low, almost the entire police department has now left. They've quit or early retirement or whatever. Minneapolis, massive retirements. New York City, hemorrhaging police officers across the board. They've never seen morale this low. Is the plan ultimately by using Black Lives Matter, that they defund the police by just making it so unattractive to be a police officer, nobody wants to do the job. So in a sense, through the back door, you've gutted every police department in the country. Is that the ultimate plan here?
I believe you're right. You know, Jeff, after 9/11, we were heroes. I was down in New York. I went out to tell our Secret Service detail to the Salt Lake City Olympics. People wanted our autographs, photos with us. Police were heroes and adored and admired for what they did, especially after 9/11. And there was such a fervor and a support of law enforcement like no other thing I've seen in this country. And now we're the dregs of society. And I feel terrible for my brothers in law enforcement still out there. I still do details protecting monuments. You know, I did last spring, you know, with a face shield on and everything, making sure that some of our landmark cultural statues were not destroyed. And I feel sorry for the police now. It's not a rewarding job anymore.
Russell, if I'm getting too personal, please tell me. But if I could put you sort of in a, I don't know, if I could put you in a time machine, you know, make you, I don't know, 40 years younger. But today, in other words, a time machine is not the right word. But if I could, you know, get a genie and, you know, wave a magic wand or snap their fingers and say, Russell, I'm going to make you 40 years younger. But it's today. It's, you know, April 2021. Would you be a cop again? Would you be a law enforcement officer again, or would you find another line of work?
Absolutely, I would, Jeff, because I love this country. I love the sacrifices made by our founding fathers and the history behind World War II and the way we are a country that's free, and I probably would do it again. And I know I'd be crazy, considered crazy for doing it, but I would do it all over again, and I'd do the best I could.
You think you're a minority, Russell?
No, I think there's people that have an inbred patriotism, that love America, that you don't hear from. We're silent. We don't get the headlines. But I believe all the guys that I retired with, we still fervently support America, either by protecting landmarks or other things. As a matter of fact, I just wrote a book on the first case I ever had in 1988, an air smuggling case from Colombia. And Howie Carr endorsed it. It's a good book. If you want the name afterwards, I'll give it to your producer.
No, please. Listen, I want to, Russell, I want to put a few, if I can, I want to put a few bucks in your pocket. Tell everybody the title of the book. Go ahead.
Flight of the West Wind. West, W-I-N-D. And Howie Carr gave me a great endorsement because I locked up an organized crime figure that was protected by the FBI in 2006. He wrote a little column on me. And since then, we've contacted each other. And he gave me a fantastic review. And it's on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon. Every book bought, Jeff, puts $1.74 in my pocket.
Okay, Flight of the West Wing. Okay, you got it.
No. West Wind, like wind. The summer.
Oh, wind. I'm so sorry. Okay, Flight of the West Wind. W-I-N-D. I got it. Flight of the West Wind. Russell, thank you for your service. You really are a great American. And please, don't be a stranger. Call again. Take care, Russell. So, Flight of the West Wind. You know what? Actually, sounds interesting. 617-266-6868. Tom in New Jersey. Red, white, and blue. Dynamite, baby. How are you, Tom?
Jeff Cooner speaking truth to power on a daily basis. That's red, white, and blue dynamite, baby.
What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, Jeff, before I talk about Minneapolis, can I give you a preamble?
Sure, go ahead, Tom.
It goes like this. Thank you, Jeff. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. Okay, I had to clear my head, Jeff. Now I'm ready to roll. Jeff, you're a brilliant man. you have the courage of a conservative red, white, and blue warrior, and you hit the bullseye as always. The rules of engagement on Minneapolis are these: water cannons, rubber bullets, and if you keep coming, we will take you down, unfortunately. Those are your two warnings. You get the water cannon and you get the rubber bullets. If you come to destroy our treasure and property, we will take advantage of our God-given right of self-defense. So you have a simple choice. Do you want to come and destroy, or do you want to go back home and rethink things? Jeff, this is out of control. The leftist Democrats have taken over, and we have not a lot left. We have truth to power, and we have our best weapon, the rosary, Jeff. We're still in the Easter season. It's our best line of defense. We need our practicing Catholics to say our rosaries and keep standing up for truth, justice, in the American way. And it's a God-given gift to have you, Jeff. I pray for you every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. God bless you, my friend. 617-266-6868. If I'm living in Minneapolis right now and the surrounding suburbs, I'm praying. I mean, I'm really praying. And I mean, you got to see, I mean, you look at the Minnesota Star Tribune. They're just interviewing people on the street. Or today's New York Post. They're living in a foreign country. I'm so nervous. I can't sleep at night. I'm worried my house may get burned down. I may be attacked. My family may be attacked. We may lose our city. No matter what the verdict is, I just hope there's peace afterwards. We're so afraid of riots. I mean, how do we allow this to happen? How do we give Black Lives Matter and Antifa that much power? They're terrorizing us. And I'm thinking, it's your city, man. If you don't want riots, you tell the mayor, we don't want riots. And I don't care what it takes, period, full stop. Ryan in Somerville, thanks for holding, Ryan, and welcome.
Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Ryan?
I am calling. I'm doing very well. That last caller, it was very uplifting for two reasons. I'm currently a police officer in Massachusetts. As you know, it's a troubling time across the country. It's a very frustrating job. But when you asked him that question, if he could go back in time, and if he would continue on being a police officer, and he said yes, it was so uplifting because I've been doing this job for 30 years, and I love my job. Unfortunately, it's just a tough time, but I believe in America, and I believe in our freedoms, and I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing.
Oh, God bless you, Ryan. I got to tell you, it takes a very special kind of person to be a police officer. That's why I have nothing but the highest respect for the men and women in blue. You have no idea. Ryan, I got to ask you very quickly, is morale low among many of your fellow officers?
Low isn't the word, Jeff. We've hit rock bottom because we're just not getting the support. But it also starts at the top in Washington, as you know. And hopefully we're going to get through the next 4 years, God willing.
Fingers crossed. Ryan, please stay safe, my friend, and don't be a stranger. Call again. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, huge story coming up. An unbelievable study from Stanford University. The leading infectious disease experts in the entire country have now come out with what's called a peer-reviewed study, meaning it's been looked at, studied, and assessed by leading experts on masks and the coronavirus. What has Fauci been telling us? Keep wearing a mask? Well, you're not going to believe the results of this study.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.